cigarette, spelled A-R-A-L-E-I-G-H.
And cool cigarette, spelled K-O-O-L.
The only cigarettes that carry valuable coupons, again present their show starring Jack Pearl as Baron Munchausen, with his company including Charlotte Clifford, Robert Bernard, Jeanette Nolan, Adelaide Klein, John McIntyre, Morton Bowe, and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra turning old and new tunes into swing music.
Raleigh cigarettes are converting old and new smokers into coupon savers. And why not? Raleigh's are a mild, mellow blend of carefully chosen Turkish and domestic tobaccos. Yet Raleigh's cost no more than ordinary brands. You have your choice of plain ends or cork tips. And every pack of Raleigh's has a valuable coupon.
Cools carry coupons, too. Cool cigarettes suit those who like a bit of mild menthol added to tobacco for refreshing flavor. Each puff is cool, yet none of the grand tobacco flavor is lost because cools are so mildly mentholated.
Raleigh's and cools give you more than just an enjoyable smoke. They're the only cigarettes that carry coupons good in the United States for valuable, useful premiums. And every carton carries extra coupons. Try your Union-made Raleigh's or cools the next time you're out of cigarettes and save those coupons. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra playing When the Poppies Bloom Again. In swing time, the three esquires will sing.
When the poppies bloom again, I'll remember you. There beside the river bank, where we kissed adieu. When you told me not to cry, held me tenderly. But the kiss was our goodbye, you were gone from me. My lonely footsteps stray where you must ever stay. I place the sweet bouquet, my token of love. Darling, till we meet again, I'll be ever true. When the poppies bloom again, I'll remember you.
Before the Baron finished his vacation, Tommy Dorsey and the rest of the party wanted to peek at Switzerland. So here they are, trudging through the snow, headed for a little alpine inn high up in the Alps. And trailing far behind the others, gamely fighting the icy blast, are our genial friends, Charlie Cliff Hall and the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
Well, come on, Baron. Can't you walk a little faster?
I try, Charlie.
What?
But don't let me fall.
Why?
Please don't let me. I'm a union man.
You mustn't fall because you're a union man? Well, what's the union got to do with it?
I can't sit down unless a strike is called.
Oh, you can. Yeah.
But, Charlie.
What?
Charlie, I'm freezing.
Oh, don't think about it, Baron. Lose yourself in the pristine beauty of this alpine scenery. The never-ending mountain peaks, reaching up as though to kiss the azure mantle of the sky. Does the wind bother you?
No. Keep on talking. Go ahead.
All right, thanks.
Yeah. Listen, Charlie.
What?
An alpine hillbilly.
No. That's a Swiss yodeler, Baron.
Yeah, you know something?
What?
Maybe he's a descendant of Walter Winchell of Switzerland.
The Walter Winchell of Switzerland?
Yeah. William Tell.
William Tell, the Walter Winchell. Man, you should have worn your heavier gag.
Yeah, I'll put them on when we get to the second half.
The second half, all right.
But Charlie, the Swiss could be arrested for selling that Swiss cheese.
Arrested? Why?
Why? I bought some.
Yeah?
It was all full of holes.
And
they make, you know something?
What?
They make a little Limburger up here, too.
Limburger?
Yeah.
How do you know?
I got wind of it.
You got... You're pretty smart, Baron, but can you tell when you're out with a real Alpine girl?
You can't miss them.
Can't miss them, huh?
Every time you squeeze them, they holler, Alp, Alp.
Alp, Alp.
That's what they holler.
That's what they holler, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I only wish I spoke the language.
Well, why don't you be smart like me?
Why?
I learned to speak Schmidt in 2 days.
In 2 days?
Yeah.
I can't understand it.
No?
No.
Neither can the Schmidt people.
Well, look, we made the hill. And look at this view. Why, that's Italy over there. The land of Giovanni, D'Annunzio, Martinelli, and Toscanini. Do you know what Italy's famous for?
What? Oh, a lot of foreigners, huh?
No. Italy has the highest male birth rate in the world.
Yeah.
One male child is born every 60 seconds.
What? One male child born every 60 seconds?
Every 60 seconds.
Just like an express train.
What do you mean, like an express train?
A male a minute.
A male a minute. A male. Oh, and look, Baron, all these little houses dotting the mountainside are Swiss chalets.
Yeah.
You find chalets only in the Alps.
Don't talk foolish.
Why?
It was my chalet that made me famous.
You became famous for a chalet? What kind of a chalet?
Ah, you know.
No, I don't. Come on, tell me.
What's your dare, chalet?
What's your dare? Well, come on. I'm frozen. Oh, wait a minute. Is that a straw hat lying in the snow?
Yeah, I picked it up. Look!
What?
There's a man under.
You're right. He's up to his neck in the snow. Oh, pardon me, stranger, but how deep is the snow, anyway?
Oh, don't ask me. I'm on a horse.
On a horse? But aren't you cold?
Cold? Why, this is the hottest day of the year up here. I've just dug in for the summer.
What? Is it summer here now?
Oh, yes. Isn't today a scorcher?
Ooh.
Temperature's up to 40 below. Ah, thank goodness for that cooling breeze.
Charlie.
What?
Charlie, let's get out of here before this fellow gets a sunstroke.
All right, come on. Here's the inn right around this bend.
Oh, look at the people in the snow. In bathing suits.
Get your ice cream cone, Eskimo pie.
Ice cold drink, family fan.
Well, Charlie.
What?
They ain't going to make a fool out of me.
No?
Here, boy. Check my overcoat and give me a minute. Zula.
A minute, Zula. Oh, hello. There's Tommy Dorsey, Edith Wright, and Morton Bow drinking iced tea.
You say Tommy Dorsey drinking iced tea?
Yes.
Even the Baron don't tell such lies.
Oh, I didn't know that, Adam.
But Charlie, that pretty girl is just coming out of the door.
What? Do you know her?
Know her?
Yeah.
She almost got a fella killed in the last town we were in.
Well, what happened?
Well, I must tell you this.
What is it?
This handsome man. Now, listen.
All right.
This handsome man tried to flirt with her.
Yeah.
And she screamed. And a policeman ran up and hit him 10 times with a club.
Now, wait a minute. You hit this handsome man 10 times with a club?
Yeah.
Oh, that must have been awful.
Awful?
Awful.
Look at the bumps on my head.
That man with his trombone, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra say, "Fleet is the word for you." Jack Leonard will sing.
Here in the moonlight, Sweet is the word for you, and yet you seem the man tonight. Your mind tonight, my sweet. Sweet is the word for you tonight, my sweet.
Well, the band is nicely ensconced at the Little Alpine Hotel and has given himself over to a day of pleasure. He and Charlie are just coming out of the tap room.
Oh, boy, that beer certainly tasted good, Baron. Name me anything nicer that comes off the ice than beer.
What? Turn your hand.
Turn off the ice.
Ah, Brigitte, 1722.
Hello.
Oh, Baron, wait a minute. That innkeeper just addressed you as a number.
Yeah, don't say nothing. I register under my pen name.
Wait, you mean you've been in prison?
It was all a mistake, Charlie.
Well, come on, tell me about it.
Income tax trouble.
Well, what happened?
Well, you know, when my wife got the income tax blank, yeah. She tore it up and said, we paid that bill last year.
Well, say, what's the matter with Boris? Here he comes with a bandage on his head.
I hit him with a Scotch snowball.
Now, what in the world is a Scotch snowball?
You put a brick inside, then you don't use so much snow.
Aha! You are set, and you. A lawsuit you are going to get.
What's the matter? Can't you take a joke?
Not with a brick wrapped up in it.
Oh, quiet, quiet. Here's Aunt Minnie with a package.
Hello, nephew. You see what a present I got for you. A Swiss clockmaker made it special. Look, a cuckoo clock.
Nice. It is a cool, cool clock.
A cool, cool clock?
Yeah. See, I set the hands at 3 o'clock. I'm right. Now, watch.
Oh, look. The little door is opening, and a little penguin hops out.
By golly, Aunt Minnie. It's so cute, I forgive you for weighing 400 pounds.
Oh, but the best news you haven't heard yet.
What?
I just got an offer to go on the radio for a corset company.
No.
And right now, I'm answering the cablegram.
Oh, say, that ought to be some broadcast. 400 pounds of Aunt Minnie demonstrating corset.
Yes. Yeah. What a hookup,
what a what a hookup, eh?
Yeah, but just wait till she hooks up with me.
No.
Oh, Charlie, why don't you boys come out and I'll speak with her? You can use the boys' seats over in the corner there.
Okay, Edith.
Well, I'll see you on the ice.
Oh, come on, you guys. Get these skates on. Oh, say, can you cut a figure eight on the ice, Baron?
I can do a whole arithmetic problem.
Let me hear it.
8 times 3 divided by 6 minus 4.
Now, wait a minute. 8 times 3, that's 24. Yeah. Divided by 6, that's 4. Minus 4. Well, that's nothing.
Yeah. That's what I can do.
Well, you must learn to ice skate. Come on. Now, we'll teach you in no time. Over the snowbank and we're on the ice.
Is Boris a good skater?
Good. Hey, I'm a professional.
Professional. Then do something professional.
What, on this amateur program?
Oh. So now you're ad-libbing, huh? For that, I fix you right now.
No. Don't lose your balance, Baron. Bend over.
Oh, my back.
Oh, Boris, come on, show him how before he kills himself. Over there, the ice isn't so hard. See what the sign says? Thin ice.
Oh, come on, comrade, now. Stand here and I'll show you skating what they're skating. Watch your charm, yeah.
Again.
Watch your class, yeah. Watch it. Hey, the ice is cracking. I'm breaking through. Oh, help!
Darren, what happened?
Boris fell through the ice.
Help us. I'm freezing.
I've got to save him, Charlie. Quick, help me get my overcoat on.
I know you're brave, Baron, but it's suicide. You know what you're doing?
Yeah. I'm throwing in my overcoat.
Why?
He's freezing. Catch it, Boris.
Oh, nice, though. He's putting it on. He's buttoning it up. But it's too late. His strength is gone. There he goes. Down for the first time.
Help!
Down for the second time.
Help!
Uh-huh. Down for the third and last. Baron, come here. Come back. Are you crazy? But look, the Baron's diving. He's got him. Help, come on, lend a hand here, will you? That's it. Now, easy.
I've got the Russian.
Yes, and I've got the Baron.
Help!
deserve those cheers, Baron. What a noble deed. First throwing Boris your overcoat, then diving into that ice water to save him. Baron, you're a hero.
Hero nothing.
What?
I had to save him.
What do you mean you had to save him?
That's the only overcoat I got.
The sun went out just like a dying ember. The day you left me seemed so tender.
It's the voice of Morton Bow. The song is September in the Rain.
The leaves of wrong came tumbling down. Remember, in September, in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember. That September, in the rain. Oh, every word of love I heard you whisper. The raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Oh, spring is still to me, it's still September, that September in the rain. My daydreams lie buried. Dear autumn leaves, they're covered with autumn rain. The time is sweet September, the place of shady lane. I'm riding the wings of an autumn breeze back to my memory. Tumbling down, remember, in September, in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember, that September, in the rain. Oh, every word of love I heard. The raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. The spring is here to me, it's just September, that September in a
And here's the band all dry again and up to his old pranks.
Charlie.
Yes, Dan, what's the matter?
You better come out here quick.
What?
Those fellas who are making those moving pictures here are planning to murder you.
Murder me?
Yeah.
Well, what makes you think they're planning to murder me?
I just heard them say.
What did they say?
Tomorrow we throw that dummy over a cliff. That's what they said.
Well, that's very cute, Baron. I have some news for you. We're going mountain climbing.
Who?
We are. You and me. Right to the top of Monte Rosa. From that peak we can see Geneva, where the peace conference was held.
Yeah, that was a waste of time.
What, the whole world peace conference?
Oh. As long as they sell marriage licenses?
Yeah.
How can we expect to have peace?
Oh, come on. Get your skis on. Yours are the gray ones. Do you mind gray skis?
No, I'm like Al Jolson.
Al Jolson?
Yeah. When there are gray skis, I don't mind the gray skis.
Quiet. I could think further. Yeah, you can't, but don't.
No, but sorry, I can't wear these. I got to have women's skis.
You've got to have women's skis?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, since the striptease came in, I promised my wife.
You promised her what?
I'd stay away from men's skis.
Men's skis.
May I cut in?
Yeah, it might save the program. Go ahead.
And here is the mountain. Here is the mountain climbing party at the foot of Monte Rosa about to start the hazardous 3-mile ascent.
Hey, wait a minute. Say, wait. Where's the mountain?
Behind and Minnie.
Behind
and Minnie. And Minnie, darling, you're cutting off the view.
Oh, there it is. There. I see it. Come on. Up we go.
Well, goodbye, everybody. And don't come away.
No, come on, Minnie. That's all right. Charlie.
What?
Charlie, why are we all tied together with this rope?
Well, that's so if one of us goes, we all go.
Who put that in the script? The sponsors?
The sponsors?
Yeah. Looks like they're figuring on making a clean sweep.
Oh, pardon me, brother. But how about an accident policy? As sure as you're clear to the top. 300 happy widows have collected on this one mountain alone. Now, why not let your widow be the 301st?
Whose widow? I ain't going to have any widow.
Oh, that's what you think. Well, I'll be coming around the mountain.
Did you hear that, Morty? That guy is loony.
Not from the way you climb a mountain, you dunk, you. Why don't you feel for foothold? Why don't you put your foot where it belongs?
Don't tempt me. if I did, you wouldn't sit down for a week.
Well, howdy, brother. This is just a routine follow-up call for my previous visit. I just died here and break your neck at our expense. We even furnished the farm.
Yeah, will you get away, will you?
Hey, look at the sign, folks. This is Echo Point. Echo Point. Hear that? Now I'll give a hunting call. Da-da-da, da-da-da. Da-da-da, da-da-da. You try it, Charlie.
All right.
Ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta. Ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta.
Wait, I give a good one.
Go ahead.
Ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta.
No crawling cigarettes.
It's no use, Charlie.
No.
We can't get away from the sponsor.
Yeah.
But this echo business is fun. Look, I make my wife talk to me.
Go ahead.
I'm the Baron's wifey.
I'm the Baron's wifey.
There she is.
Yes.
Now I say a funny one.
Go ahead.
I used to be a bum.
You're still a bum.
Pardon me, brother.
Yes.
But can't
get rid of this person.
Now listen. If you passed on tonight, could your wife pay her bill 50 years from now, or haven't you ever given that a thought?
Listen, you.
And if you let your dividends accumulate, we also give your widow a cocktail shaker. They almost forget.
Bob Snedron. If you are tired, monsieur, take a bobsled.
Sit there, Charlie. I've had enough climbing. You get in the back of this bobsled and I'll steer.
Ah, but Baron, bobsledding is a dangerous sport. You take curves at express train speed.
Don't worry, I take curves at express train speed before.
Where?
On express train.
All ready, monsieur?
Yeah, give it a push. Hang on, Charlie. We're off.
Baron, look out! Back to the left! Back to the right! Now back to the left here! Now back to the right!
What is this? Bank knife?
Bank knife.
Look out, Baron!
A hairpin turn! Hit it low!
No, low!
Great heavens, we went over the top! We're sailing through the air! We're headed for that big tree!
Oh, Charlie!
What? Yes, Baron?
You don't happen to see that insurance man around, do you? Oh!
Baron, are you alive?
Oh, my head!
Your head? Well, quick, what's your telephone number?
Skylar 4.
Oh, that's enough. I just wanted to make sure you didn't have amnesia.
What?
I just wanted to make sure you didn't have amnesia.
Are they changing the telephone exchanges again?
No. But in cases of head injury, the result is often amnesia.
Yeah?
A mental blacking out with loss of memory. For instance, if you were in Hollywood and had a date with Myrna Loy and you didn't show up that night, what would that be a sure sign that you were suffering from? Well, come on, tell me.
Paralysis!
Thank you.
There's one thing Rawleys have, folks.
Hey, you! Shut them up!
That no other cigarette can...
Stop the chin music! I said, shut them up!
What is it, though? Hold up.
Shut up and shell out. All of you.
Okay, here's my money.
And my lovely diamond ring.
And my wallet, only it's empty. Hey! Joe with the medals. What you got?
Who? Me? Absolutely all I have is 250 Rolly and cool coupons.
Coupons? Now you're talking. Gimme.
No. Go ahead and shoot. I'm saving my coupons for 26 piece that of Oneida Community Power Plate Silverware.
Say, Baron, why not the folding bridge chairs or the Hammond electric clock?
Or a silk umbrella or a detector scale.
Or a highball table. Hey, quiet, you mug. Myself, I think the Baron ought to save for the complete poker set. It's more masculine.
Well, another crisis averted with Raleigh and cool coupons. Those precious yellow slips are the worth their weight in premium. Why don't you start saving them? There are dozens of grand gifts you can get. But remember, no other brands but Raleigh's and Cool's offer you this dividend.
Smoke Raleigh's. Raleigh's are distinctive in taste, but don't cost a cent more than ordinary brands. You can buy Raleigh's with plain ends or cork tips.
Or if you like a mildly mentholated cigarette, smoke Cool's. They're soothing to your throat.
Take your choice, folks. Raleigh's or Cool's. And remember, save those coupons. Again next week for another half hour with Jack Pearl and his company, including Morton Bow and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. This is